to the best day of your life on 108.4, the Chowdians. I'm Brennan here on today's podcast. Today we're going to talk about some of the greatest peeps in history. The Chaldeans were a group of weak underdogs who came back and destroyed the Assyrians. Now they rule with kindness and love, unlike their predecessors. Let's go to the field to interview Nebuchadnezzar with our trusty field reporter, Billy Bob Jones.
King Nebuchadnezzar, tell me, why did you build the Hanging Gardens of Babylon?
I built it to remind my lovely wife of her previous home in the mountains, with luscious gardens, flowers everywhere, and a complex irrigation system to water the plants, all built into the side of a ziggurat.
That is really nice of you to do such a thing for your wife. You must really love her.
Speaking of love, here is True Love by Coldplay.
We're back at 108.4, the Chaldeans, with a question for King Nebuchadnezzar.
King Nebuchadnezzar, why and how did you conquer the Assyrians?
We realized that the Assyrians were unbalanced from a quarrel over who would be the next leader. So we seized our chance and overthrew the government. The Medes also saw this and decided to help us out in our rebellion.
Here's to Nebuchadnezzar and his conquering of the Assyrians. We are the champions by Queen.
We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions.
Now it's time for our weather forecast on 108.4 The Chaldeans. Let's head down to the weather team and hear today's forecast with Tim.
Here in Chaldea, it is semi-arid, plus little water. But there are floods that occur sometimes. Better bundle up tonight. Temperatures will drop to a whopping 96 degrees Fahrenheit during the evening.
Nice one, Tom. Talk about burning hot. Here is Sunshine to Burn by the Sand Pebbles. Welcome back to 101.4 The Chaldeans. We have yet another question for our great King Nebuchadnezzar.
King Nebuchadnezzar, what did you do with your wealth?
Yes, to acquire great wonders for my great kingdom. I used it to build a lot of ziggurats, and the grandest of them all was a 300-foot-tall ziggurat with a pure gold top. When the sun shone, the golden top could be seen for miles around. The ziggurat was so grand that it almost beat my palace in richness.
Speaking of rich and wealth, here is If I Had $1 Million by Rod Rogers.
If I had $1 Million and found a sweet someone like you, I would.
King Nebuchadnezzar, how in the world did you defeat the Assyrians? I heard that they're the most powerful people before you conquered them.
Well, I gathered a lot of people that hated the harsh rules of the Assyrians and marched into the Assyrians' empire and burned it to the ground.
Hey, King Nebuchadnezzar, what song do you want for the grand finale?
For the finale, how about a song to celebrate the new empire of the Chaldeans, like Celebration by Kool and the Gang?